Welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, where world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan answers your questions and offers healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure what to use for flea, tick, and heartworm prevention? Join Dr. Judy now as she interviews the top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, and I'm your host, Dr. Judy. You can hear my show every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. by going to dreamvision7radio.com. Today, I'm here with a special guest, and that guest happens to be my husband, Hugh Grant. Yep, Hugh Grant. For those of you who haven't met him, he says he's the original. Hi, honey.
Hey, darling, how are you this morning? Or this?
Yeah, morning, evening, whatever the heck it is. See, we're so confused. So, believe it or not, it has been a whole year since we first started the radio show. Kind of unbelievable.
You know, that is amazing, but when you told me we were doing an anniversary show, I thought you were talking about when we got married. You're talking about this radio thing.
Well, yeah, actually, our wedding anniversary is coming up pretty soon. I totally forgot about that. Oh, jeez. Well, good thing he reminded me because, you know, I'm the person who forgets. He's the one who remembers. So what a year it's been. Let's see. In the past year, we've written a new book.
We've written a book. We've traveled around the country speaking. We have met some incredible people. We have just been so busy. It's been phenomenal.
It has. So the new book, The Yin and Yang Nutrition for Dogs, Maximizing Health with Whole Food, Not Drugs, has just hit the ground running and has really been amazing.
It really has, and it's interesting that after three tries, we finally got it right, and this one has been fantastic. It's been so well received by so many people. It's really gratifying.
It is, and I think the thing that's most gratifying is that it's helping so many people who were so confused with wanting to be able to cook different things or prepare different meals for their pets, whether it's raw or cooked or crock-potted, and I think we finally simplified it to the point from a Chinese medicine standpoint that people, and even if they don't understand Chinese medicine, they can go through it and say, I've got a dog with a heart problem, I've got a dog with a kidney problem, what do I do for that? So it's made my life easier because I can just tell people where to turn in the book.
Yes, instead of some of the frustrating emails that you were getting, now you're getting a lot of the success stories and some great photographs of all of these home-cooked meals, and then all of the four-legged guys that are just absolutely so excited about being able to eat real food.
Well, and they're thriving. I mean, the changes that we're seeing in the pet health has been, that's the gratifying part for me. I love getting emails with, my dog's only been on this food for 3 weeks and already the changes are just amazing.
And it's interesting in the seminars and expos that we've been in over the last several months, all of the folks that have come in specifically just to see us and to tell us how fantastic this book has been for them and their pets.
Yeah. So, it's been an incredible year. Last year was the first year in the spring that we had done the Super Pets Expo, which was in Edison, New Jersey, and then again in Chantilly, Virginia. And they were so successful that last year was the first year they had ever had speakers and educational seminars. And so they invited us to come, and what they wanted was for me to cook on stage and explain home cooking. I think what they didn't understand is how difficult that is to, first of all, you can take a crock pot, you can't take your oven with you, and it's just a lot of equipment, transporting the kitchen.
it was interesting because we would have, at the end of the day, these hot crock pots full of food that had maybe cooked halfway or two-thirds of the way and have to take them back to the hotel room, plug them in, finish cooking them, figure out a place to store it, and then go back the next day and do it all over again.
Yeah. So thankfully this year they didn't ask for a cooking show, but we uh, the it was so successful that we went back to those pet expos again this year, and we're signed up again for next year in Chantilly and Edison, because those are really good shows.
Those are excellent shows. And then the one over in Baltimore that we've been at for probably 4 or 5 years now anyway, has been really, really fantastic. And then to add to that this year, the one in Albany, the brand new one in Albany. Wow.
Yeah. So the brand new, Dr. Lori Coger put that together, and I interviewed her on one radio show, and she put together just an amazing, amazing pet expo, a dog expo. I guess it was dog only.
For the most part.
Yeah, but it was just a one day from 9 to 5 on a Saturday, but right. Next year it looks like it's going to be a two-day event. It was sold out. It was really fun.
Well, and she had some incredible speakers, you included, of course, but it seemed like that everybody that was there was so busy taking notes and going around and visiting and talking. It was just a full day of people getting serious about the good health of their pets.
Yeah. So Susan Thixton and the attorney Jessica Sleater were there. Susan Thixton from Truth About Pet Food. And Susan Thixton was one of my first radio show interviews from Truth About Pet Food. And what an amazing show. She was on one of the live shows that we did before the live radio part went away. But Susan is amazing. She has more knowledge about the inside of the pet food industry than anyone on the planet, I think.
Susan knows things about the pet food industry that would cause most of us to absolutely shudder. She is an amazing person. She does her research, and she's spot on. And when she decides she's going after somebody, she does it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, she lost one of her pets to cancer that she was pretty sure was related to the food that the pet was being fed, and it was a life-changing moment for her. And I'm so happy we call her the Caped Crusader, and I'm so happy to be on Susan's team. She's made some real inroads, and then Jessica Sleater, who I'm hoping to have on a future show,
right.
Is a lawyer who is standing up against the big pet food as well. And so hearing them speak was great. And then the folks from Answers, Billy, Roxanne, the two sisters, and Billy from Answers. Billy's an amazing speaker. He's fun to listen to, and he was in Albany, and I'm sure he'll be back next year. It seems that Susan and Billy and I seem to be on the same speaking circuit. We keep showing up together, but it's great because it's a great group of people.
Well, I think that at least you and Billy are going to be in Chicago towards the end of this year, aren't you?
We are. So last November was the first Dogs Naturally Raw Summit in Chicago. Again, sold out event. Well done. And Dana Scott from Dogs Naturally Magazine was also on my show this past year. And she's done just an amazing, amazing job with Dogs Naturally Magazine, really getting out there to the masses and educating a lot of people about, natural dog health. So Billy spoke at that event in Chicago, and I believe he's going to be back again this year, and we're going to be there again.
You're
gonna
be there.
Yeah,
yes.
We've been invited. This year I'm going to be speaking on senior pet health, so that'll be senior dog health. And let's see, we have an event coming up in North Jersey for Gregory Lucas. He was also one of my radio show guests in October,
right.
Up in Morristown, I believe. And Billy will be speaking there. Karen Becker will be there. And Susan may be there as well.
That's going to be a full day of interesting
topics. Yeah, that's a big lineup. And I've heard through the grapevine that there's an event very similar to Albany that's being put together down in Virginia, probably August or I think mid-September. So
right. Stay tuned for that.
Yep, stay tuned. We'll have more information certainly for that. So other people that we've really enjoyed this year, my very first radio show guest, I guess, was Michelle Allen from Monkey's House.
Yes, yes, and what a wonderful person, what a wonderful hospice and sanctuary that has come together under her and your and the board's guidance. It's just been incredible.
Yeah, so Monkey's House, I believe, has had 72 dogs go through, and they're in their third year. But during the past year, Michelle, who is the founder of Monkey's House, was nominated as a CNN hero, and CNN came and did filming, PBS came and did filming, and their videos had 20 million views. I mean,
amazing.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Which was wonderful, because that kind of publicity is really what you need in order to run a hospice at this level. Those dogs get incredible medical care, mental care, food. It's a joy.
Just following Michelle and Monkey's House on Facebook and seeing all of their adventures day in, day out. You know, there's never a dull moment around there.
No, because there's field trips. They go to the beach. They go to the woods. They go to the fields. They go to Arby's.
This is not a bunch of old dogs just laying around waiting to die. This is a bunch of elderly dogs that are still living life.
Yeah. Yep, it's. I think their motto is "Where dogs come to live."
Right.
Because everybody thinks it's where they go to die, but it absolutely is not. So we also, I interviewed Roberta Grimes. What an amazing person!
Well, and that was kind of an interesting. You did those one and two, and they fit together nicely because of all the work that Michelle is doing to help the dogs to pass gracefully into the next dimension, and then Roberta to talk about her theories and studies on how a lot of this really and truly works was really interesting.
Yeah, so Roberta is a death and afterlife specialist, and she has been studying. So when she was a young child, she saw, I guess, an angel in her bedroom. And so she decided that she's actually a lawyer, but she has studied quantum physics and interviewed many dozens, if not hundreds of people about the afterlife. And, you know, she says that she has proof that our pets will be waiting for us.
This is actually fact-based research that she does. It's not a bunch of hocus-pocus. We have sat on multiple occasions, actually, and visited with Roberta, and she's a fascinating person. The books that she's written are really, really informative and well-written.
Yeah, I mean, who writes a book called The Fun of Dying?
Exactly. Almost makes me look forward to it.
Well, I have to say, you know, I met her at a publicity event in New York City 3 years ago now?
Yes.
Yeah, three years ago. I was standing in line behind her, and we were waiting to talk to some media people, and I tapped her on the shoulder, and I said, "Excuse me, you're an afterlife expert. I'm a veterinarian. I get asked all the time, and I want to know for my own benefit, you know, what happens to our pets in the afterlife? Will we see them? Are they there?" And she said, "Oh, absolutely." And I have to say, you know, it was very early in our long day of meeting with the media, but I was so giddy after that because I was so excited that, you know, I'm going to see all of our animals again that, you know, kind of made my day.
It did. It made both our days. And, it's exciting.
It is, because in the past year, we've lost three of ours. Recently, we lost Abby to heart failure. We lost Freckles to really old age and heart failure. And we lost, we lost Miss Myra to intestinal lymphosarcoma. And I lost my 33-year-old horse this year to colic and an impaction at the age of 33. So it's been a rough year for us emotionally, spiritually, and having somebody like Roberta to, you know, kind of fall back on and speak with has been incredibly helpful. And actually coming up in the next year, I have another person who's written a book about the spirituality of animals that I am going to interview. She's actually a veterinarian, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes, that will be exciting.
So let's see. We've also talked to quite a few people from different pet food companies. We talked to Michael McVeigh and David Brock from All Provide, although they're no longer with the company, sadly.
Right, they're not with All Provide, but they're still doing a lot of amazing things. Two energetic, amazing guys who are really doing so much to help the pets in our world.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we also talked to Wendy Shanken Cohen from Dr. Harvey's, because they had come out with their new product Paradigm, which is really nice for dogs when we're worried about, you know, the potential for cancer. It is a fairly low carb base mix, so that you can add your own meats, and if you want to get organic and really make the meal high quality, that's a really good way to do it. And they have some really nice supplements that I'm actually probably going to have them come back on and talk about in the coming year.
Well, we were just down in the dog kitchen here just a few minutes ago, putting together meals with Paradigm as the base mix, and what a phenomenal combination, and it's really done so many wonderful things for our guys.
Yeah, well, and mixing it with Answers, which right. is another pet food company. So we use lots of different products in our house, and so it's really nice to get to know and meet the founders behind these companies. If they're willing to come and speak on my radio show and know that I'm going to nail them to the wall when it comes to pet food in particular, then they probably don't have anything to hide.
I don't think they do. And I think they really enjoy the conversations and the back and forth, because it's educational not only for us but for our guests as well.
Sure, absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
Well, and then the lady from Canada that's making the...
Maria Ringo.
Right.
Yeah.
What a wonderful person she is.
Yeah, so Maria Ringo, I had met a couple of times before at a holistic vet meeting, and then she was also a speaker at the Dogs Naturally Raw Summit.
Yep.
And so she was the original founder of Sojo's, and then she sold the company and wasn't so pleased with that. So she and her husband started Carnivore,
right.
and so which is actually a baked kibble. And so we had a great discussion about that and about the use of synthetic vitamins and minerals in pet food and why we should avoid those. And so really great. I would love to have her back again. I think a lot of people that we interviewed this past year, we probably will have them.
Yes. They will be back.
Well, some of them were so fascinating, and we had so many different topics
right,
that we could
I
cover.
Think with some of them, you just barely chip the surface and have so much more information to be able to offer.
Right. So one of those was Dr. Jean Dodds. I mean, what an amazing fountain of information she is. So I forget what we even talked about. I think we talked a little bit about the thyroid testing and thyroid treatment, but she has so much information on nutrigenomics and her book about nutrigenomics and her blood bank and her titer testing, vaccine research. There's so much that we could talk about. And speaking of vaccines, Dr. John Robb, I'm going to have to hook up with him again as well, because he is the guy who is fighting against over-vaccination, and he had lost his practice up in New England, Connecticut, I think.
Connecticut, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he was fighting back about the over-vaccination, and he wants reduced dosages of vaccines for smaller dogs.
Right, exactly, and they were looking at that in connection with cancers, and that was kind of a stepping stone into all of the discussions that you had with so many of the cancer experts this year.
Yeah, we've talked to a lot of cancer experts this year, and that opens up another whole door. We literally could spend... I think we could spend a whole year just talking about cancer and talking to cancer experts.
Well, you could, because it's on so many people's minds. It's taking so many of our pets' lives. The percentages are up to, 60% at this point that will face some sort of cancer in their lifetime?
I think it's actually higher. The cats are a little lower. I think the cats was like 1 in 3, but for the dogs, in Truth About Pet Cancer, we learned that it was 1.6 in every 2 dogs.
Right, exactly. And that's horrific.
That is really horrific. It's very scary. So, hopefully with the ongoing radio show that we, and interviewing these experts, we're getting to more people and helping people to understand that there are different approaches that we can take when it comes to raising our pets?
Well, you can, but it's also interesting that it all still revolves around food and whole nutrition, and instead of all the synthetics and the packaged and processed things that we used to think were so wonderful for our pets.
Absolutely. You know, and for so many years, I mean, shoot, I've been out of vet school for 34 years. Wow, I'm getting old. But, you know, for 34 years, I've heard from, you know, other veterinarians and from the pet food companies, oh, absolutely, you cannot add any people food. And, you know, that's the thing. It's food. It's not people food or pet food. It's food. But, you know, forbid that we would, you know, put something in the bowl other than a 100% complete and balanced, processed, packaged product. Like, how dare we?
Right, exactly. You know, when we were all growing up back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, you didn't waste anything. And table scraps, everything that you ate during the day ended up somewhere. It ended up in the dog's bowl. It ended up out in the chicken pen. It ended up somewhere. We didn't
take slops
away. Exactly, exactly.
Well, that's one of the great things we found at our house, having the chickens, because our dogs don't get table scraps and leftovers because they're getting really good whole food in their bowl. But having the chickens, wow, what great little scavengers.
Yeah, exactly. Those guys will eat just about anything, I think.
Pretty much, including their own eggshells. They're pretty funny. But it's been great because we eat organic whole foods. Any leftovers that we're giving to the chickens are organic whole foods.
Right. Exactly.
So we get organic eggs.
We get incredible eggs. Now, I'm never going to say that we are getting free eggs, because my goodness, it takes a lot to keep those guys going, but they are so good for us.
Organic chicken feed is not free, but they've become my mom's pets, and she has them all named, and they follow her around, and she picks them up. It's pretty cute. All right, we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a few more minutes, and Hugh and I will, I don't know, we'll expound about something else.
We'll continue down memory lane.
We will. We'll be right back.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today, on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining. When it comes to our pets' health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, Pure New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit DAVLife.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's dental drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's dental drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com. You know, it's funny. About a month ago, I sent an email to the people in charge at Dream Vision 7 Radio, and I said, I regret to inform you that I am not going to continue my show into the following year. And I got an email back from Deborah, and she said, what? How can you do that? You're our number one show. No one ever quits when they're at the top. And I said, I'm just overwhelmed. I have not an extra hour in my week to do these recordings and to find people to interview and to, you know, go through the prep process and everything. And, you know, she said, oh, I hope that you will change your mind. You're our number one show. We want you to stay on. People are learning so much. We get requests all the time. People looking, you know, to download past episodes. And it's funny. I had my mind made up that I just absolutely was not going to keep this in my schedule for next year. And then I started talking to people at the pet expos and by email, and people were contacting me and saying, we've enjoyed the radio shows so much. We love going back and being able to download the MP3s from past episodes. And, you know, what's coming up in the future? And then I didn't have the heart to say, oh, we're done. So we signed on for another year, so you're going to get more experts.
Well, you are going to get more experts, and we are going to have just as much variety this year as we did the past year. And, just looking down the list, we have done a lot about pet food. We've done a lot about cancer and vaccines, but we've also touched on so many other subjects that the folks have had an interest in.
Yeah, absolutely. So we interviewed Tanya Wilhelm. She's been a longtime friend, pet trainer and blogger, and I think we talked about separation anxiety on that show, and I think it was we were coming up before we were worried about Halloween and, getting pets ready, because really with separation anxiety, it's not something that you wait until the event's happening and then say, oh, I need to fix that. You need to start working on it early.
Exactly.
So, and she's got some really good tips and does some long distance training. So that was really good. We also talked to, who else do we have on here?
Stephanie Grogan. Yeah.
So Stephanie's a great friend of ours that we met at a Cavalier weekend event.
Yeah.
And we were all staying at a bed and breakfast, and I think she was on the same floor as us.
Yeah, she was on the same floor, and she actually put on a seminar for everybody there at the event, which was phenomenal.
And she's a lawyer from the D.C. area, and so she put on a seminar for us about, planning for your pets if something should happen to you. So, you know, what kind of things do you have to have in place? What kind of paperwork? What legally do you need in order, you know, what are the different ways that you can ensure that your pets are well cared for, that they're not, you know, if you have a family member that can take care of them, that's one thing. But a lot of people don't.
Well, and even simple things like carrying a card in your wallet so that if for whatever reason you're incapacitated and can't get home that night, the first responders know that someone needs to check in and make sure that the pets are okay.
Right. And so I think she had little cards where you could put the name of the person to contact to go take care of your pets, how many pets there were. So Stephanie had some great information. She gave us websites where you can download the paperwork that you would need. So that was one of our Cavalier friends that we met through the Cavalier Brigade. And then we also interviewed a second friend from the Cavalier Brigade, right. Dr. Kimberly Johnston.
Yes, Kim is wonderful, a psychologist that has some great theories on rescuing the rescuers.
Yeah.
Because we love what we do, we love working with the rescues, but my goodness, sometimes the stress and strain is overwhelming.
Yeah, so compassion fatigue is a big thing, and it's a real thing. But, you know, sometimes your friends kind of look at you and just think that you're crazy because, you know, you're really worn out and emotional and not sleeping and not taking care of yourself because you're so busy with the rescue work and worried about the, you know, the foster pets that you might have. And so she had really great information to help us.
Well, truth be known, we are a little bit crazy, but in a good way, because this is phenomenal work, and it's important work, and you do need a little bit of coaching sometimes to help you over the bumps.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see, we also talked to Vincent James and his wife, Joanne Pierdomenico, from Keep Music Alive. And I have to tell you, when I invited them to be on the show, I thought, what the heck are we going to talk about? They have a book, 99 Ways Music Changed My Life. And I thought, what are we going to talk about? How are we going to make this connection? Because I'm a real music fan. And I thought, well, how are we going to make this connection between music and animals? And they had done their research. And that was the first that I had heard of music for cats and research showing what type of music cats like. And it's not your normal music.
No, it isn't, and it also proves the point about how all of this really is interwoven. You can't segregate and say, no, we're only going to talk to experts on dogs and cats. We're going to talk to experts all across the spectrum and see how it all relates.
So that was really cool. And let me tell you, you know, dogs pretty much like classical music. Cats do not. Cats like this really high-pitched, fast-paced. It's almost a Indian thing, but it really sounds like a bunch of cats meowing in a high pitch. It's very strange. So if you haven't, if you didn't hear that episode, you should go look up cat music because it's really interesting. We also interviewed Liz Severino, who's an animal communicator, about how to communicate with love and compassion. And she has a couple of older books that are out there. I actually had to kind of pay through the nose to get one of them because they're out of print, but very interesting. And, you know, I've had her do work on animals and with communication for me. And, you know, animal communication's the real deal when you get the right person.
Well, it is the real deal. We all have to open our minds up. I don't think any of us can definitively say that about the facts of communicating with animals that have gone on. It's one of those things that with an open mind, you'd be surprised what you might learn.
Well, exactly. So let's see, we also talked to a couple of canine nutritionists who are not veterinarians, David Ajus and Liam Whalen. A couple of our international guests, which was kind of fun.
It was a lot of fun. You think I've got an accent. Boy, you ought to talk to those guys for a few minutes.
Well, and, you know, they both were people, their lives were changed by pets that they, you know, adopted or took in. And they kind of said, wow, there's got to be a better way to do this. And from that, they both became canine nutritionists.
Exactly, and it's the same old story. You start feeding commercial dried foods, and you hit a serious bump in the road, and that food just isn't working anymore. You start seeking out help, and you go to the professionals, believing that they're going to steer you in the right direction, only to be told that you're feeding the wrong dry food. You need to go and feed a different dry food.
Yeah, generally a prescription dry food.
Exactly. And it just doesn't work. So these guys went out, they did their research, they found the right people to talk to, and now they're out changing other dogs' lives.
Yep. Well, and that's kind of with Gregory Lucas from Lucas and Berube, which is a pet store. He was working as a veterinary technician, but he just knew that what was going on in that traditional veterinary clinic was not what he thought was the best. And he really just wanted to open a pet store where he could educate and, really get people to understand the differences and the better ways to feed pets. And as fate would have it, I don't even think it's luck anymore, I think it's just fate. He met someone who lives in the same building that he does that was retired and looking for something to do and had the financial backing, so they got Lucas and Berube running and very successful.
Well, and speaking of these guys that have figured out better ways of home cooking, you also had that wonderful interview with the blogger, Kimberly.
Kimberly Gutier. keep the tail wagging. Oh, yeah. So she's amazing. I had no clue until I did her interview that she's an accountant by day.
She's an accountant by day, but a blogger and a savior with food in the evenings.
Yeah. So she's another person. One of her dogs just had horrible allergies. She was at the veterinary office all the time and getting more drugs and more drugs, and the dog kept doing worse and kept doing worse. And she started researching raw feeding and started with zero knowledge and has now written a book on raw feeding for the beginner. It's kind of a beginner's guide, although it's a little complicated, but it's a good book.
Well, but she's also proving to folks that you can do it on a budget. You don't have to spend a lot of money to accomplish these goals.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the biggest complaints we hear. I can't afford to feed anything other than the dry kibble in a bag. But Kimberly has, put together co-ops, has found other co-ops, has, put together people. And actually, when we were up in Albany, we went out to dinner with a group of women, and one of the women in that group had done the same thing. She had started a co-op.
Exactly. They've grouped together. They have come up with lists of items that they're looking for. She does the research, and they buy in bulk. Which really drives that cost down a bunch.
Yeah, and I think they had gone around to local farms and said, hey, we're looking for tripe, we're looking for chicken feet, we're looking for, whatever, the weird stuff that the farmers might not, have a good resource of what to do with that stuff. So, they raw feed their dogs and found a good way to source product.
Well, and a lot of times farmers are looking for ways to unload certain products that they can't send to market for whatever reason, and it just really is a gold mine of food out there.
There is. So, there aren't too many grocery stores that are looking to carry green tripe.
No, and speaking of green tripe, we have broken down. We have purchased green tripe, and all of the horror stories were correct. It does stink to high heaven, but my gosh, what a good thing for our dogs.
It is, but I have to say it's really chewy because I had thrown Abby a big chunk, and she was one of the ones with teeth, and she just sat there and she chewed and she chewed and she chewed and she chewed, and she was not making any headway at all. That stuff's like chewing rubber. And so for our poor dogs with no teeth, which is most of them, run it through the grinder.
Grinder, yes, absolutely.
But let me tell you, if you're putting it in your food processor, you're never going to use that food processor for yourself again.
No, you're not. That's very true.
It's pretty smelly stuff. Even when you open the freezer, you can smell that stuff. All right, it's time for us to take another break for our sponsors. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining. When it comes to our pets' health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, Pure New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit DAVLife.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. This is Dr. Judy Morgan. I'm here today with my husband, Hugh Grant, and it's our anniversary show. So we're talking about some of the people that we've been fortunate enough to interview in the past year. And I was really a little bit stunned that this show became international.
It's amazing, just going down the list, and it hasn't been one or two. We've actually had probably 10 or so international guests on the show this year.
We have. So Dr. Ian Billinghurst, what a great guy. I wanted to interview him because he had written the book Pointing the Bone at Cancer, which if you have not read that book and you have any interest in what the true cause of cancer is and how we can fight back, because what we're doing now is not working. That book is phenomenal. And he was the guy, he's from Australia, and he had the original BARF diet, which, you know, he's funny, and he said, oh, what a terrible acronym, that it changed meaning a bunch of times. It was, you know, biologically appropriate raw food, bones and raw food, and, you know, and BARF. And it used to be, but that was actually the first raw food that I ever fed my dogs. And it was here in this country in the 90s, and it's not sold here anymore. He has a pet food company in Australia, and he's retired from practice. What a great guy to talk to, though. It was really
Well, the interview was absolutely phenomenal. His book is absolutely phenomenal. And we've talked about his book before, but for those of us that don't have a science background, there's a lot of information that's still available in that book, and it all makes so much sense when you read it. And then he has, for those that want to go a little bit deeper, the actual scientific facts to back up his points that he makes.
Yeah, it took him 7 years to write that book.
Yes, and it's incredible to read how the basically big pharma and those folks are leading us down a path that is absolutely unnecessary. We can all take care of ourselves and our pets in so much more of a simple and natural fashion.
Yeah, and if we will get back to natural basics, we can avoid a lot of the cancer and problems that we're having. So he was great. And then we also interviewed Dr. Vince McNally from the UK, from England. And he is a homeopath and has a pet food and his own line of supplements over in England. He was just great to talk to. And he had some thoughts about allergies and pet food that are different than what I have, you know, taught my clients, and we, you know, had some different ideas, and I don't think there's a right or a wrong way. He's a firm believer that when you find a protein that works for your pet, you stick with that one protein and you don't rotate. I'm a firm believer in rotational diets. But it was really interesting to talk to him and get his thoughts on that and, you know, why he looks at it that way. So, you know, it doesn't mean we all have to agree. There's exactly different ways to do things.
You make a good point, and this whole year has been a learning process for us. We haven't picked the folks that we knew would agree with all of our theories. You've picked and chose the ones that are providing the kinds of information that you know that your listeners really, really want and need to hear.
Exactly. So, and we also, I interviewed Marita Tilley, who is not a veterinarian. She founded the Healthy Cavalier King Charles Spaniel Facebook page, and that's how I met her. But she has me and Vince McNally and Christina Chambrow and a couple of other veterinarians that weigh in on the page for the health of the Cavaliers, and she really promotes natural dog rearing, which is really, really nice. I also interviewed Dr. Peter Tobias, who is right now from Canada. I think he's originally from Czech.
Europe. Check, I believe, yes.
Something?
Yeah.
And he's got, you know, the title of his show was No Drugs, No Chemicals, No Kibble, but he's really into natural pet health. He's also retired from practice and does a lot of teaching and really wants to help educate people. So he was phenomenal. Dr. Megan Kelly from South Africa. I mean, you know, who'd have thought that we went around the world this year?
We did.
And actually, Dr. Kelly, she's putting together an animal wellness summit this summer, so it's going to be another one of those online learning, and I'm going to be participating in that. Her thing is she likes to teach about helping senior pets stay mobile, and that's where I learned about paw friction, and I was able to interview the originator of paw friction, and I'm not going to come up with his name right now. Dr. Stacy Bone, yeah, great name. But he made the original paw friction, and we've been using it on Charlie, and it works really well.
Yes, it does.
So, you know, again, I learned something from the show. We interviewed Barry Cuttins, who is from New Zealand.
Our good friend from New Zealand,
yeah.
The originator of the deer antler velvet.
Yeah, so he introduced me to the Deer Antler Velvet products and actually kind of introduced us to PJ Broadfoot from the Alabama?
Arkansas.
I always get those wrong. But she's a wonderful holistic vet down in that neck of the woods, and you don't find too many holistic veterinarians in Arkansas.
Not in the deep south.
but she's a firm believer in the deer velvet as well. So, who else did we talk to from overseas? overseas. We talked to Liam from Germany and David Ajus from Australia. So we've kind of been all over the world.
It has been around the world.
Let's see. We also talked to Cole Harrington. So
what
he,
an interesting guy.
He's a really interesting guy. So he made the original movie Petfooled. About the pet food industry, and he's working on a sequel. I think it's called Pet Fool 2. But he's just a great guy. We talked to him this spring again when we were out in California.
California, right.
And he went to Global Pet Expo and got kicked out.
Exactly. It's amazing because he asks the tough questions. He's not bashful. He's kind of like Susan Thixton. They want to know the right answers.
Right. Well, they want to know the true answers.
Exactly.
And, you know, so when he would, at Global Pet, he would go up and talk to the reps and ask questions that they didn't want to answer and, you know, about their sourcing and about that, you know, what was really going on behind the scenes. And they had him escorted out.
But that, you know, that tells you a lot. When you're escorted out of a situation like that, when people refuse to answer your questions, you have to wonder, what are they hiding? If they have nothing to hide, they're going to be open. They're going to talk to you. They're going to provide the information that you're asking for.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's see. We also talked to, you know, people that had nothing to do with pets. You know, we had our music folks. David Arnold. Helicopter pilot, the guy who films. Well, he's not the pilot. He's the cameraman.
In the helicopter, hanging out of the door, actually.
So he films The Deadliest Catch and Real Housewives of L.A. or Orange County or one of those.
Exactly. A lot of the NFL games and all. He's very active, and what an interesting guy.
Yeah. So I interviewed him because he has a book coming out. I don't think it's out yet, but. He basically got the mafia out of his small town.
He stood up to the mafia. He went into situations where no one else would go, including some law enforcement, and stood up to them until they finally moved away.
Yeah, got out of his small town. So that book's coming out, and I can't wait for that. But he was interesting because, again, I thought, well, how am I going to – I mean, he's just an interesting guy to talk to, but I thought, well, how am I going to tie this into the pet thing? And then he had this great story about this just nasty, nasty, nasty dog that he rescued and how that dog really kind of changed his life and the way he thinks about dogs. So that was great. And then we talked to Jen Kokin, who she's a stand-up comedian, but a life coach as well.
Right. Funny, funny lady, but with a good message for everybody.
Yeah, and she had just lost her cat right before the interview. And so we talked about, oh, gosh, what did she name her new cat? Oh, I can't remember. Her new cat is a great name. But she had just lost one of her kitties, and so we had a great conversation. Book that she has written is When I Die, Take My Panties. Is that the name of it?
Yes.
And, you know, so it's really about how to cope when you lose someone that's very close to you. It's a story about her mother dying of ovarian cancer. And one of the things that her mother said to her, when I die, take my panties, because she had these very expensive thong underwear that were brand new in the drawer. And so great title, but that gives you a clue as to her comedic look at life. But it was great because her book talks about how to cope with death and dying and how to move forward and things that you can do to help you, you know, get to the other side of your grief. So, you know, sometimes I look at these shows and I think, well, what's this got to do with, you know, pets? But then people say, oh my gosh, this came at the perfect time. Like, I'm so happy to hear this. We interviewed Carolyn Hamilton, the same thing, coping with the uncopables. So she's an expert on how to deal with aging parents.
Right.
But then we talked about, you know, how the animals can be a part of that. And, you know, whether it's, you know, you're dealing with these parents, so you can't deal with the pets. How do you keep them? I mean, we had to go through it when my dad was so ill. We were running back and forth between two houses. We had 10 dogs and 4 cats living at our house with no people.
we were juggling quite a few balls at the time, and you start to realize what you can really do when you're put in that situation. But hearing from these experts really puts it in perspective for you.
Yeah, so I never want to have to do that again. Your house doesn't do well with 14 animals and no people.
No, it really doesn't.
But there, thank God for the washable, reusable pee pads. You know, Hugh basically would run back to the house and, you know, do a couple loads of laundry, wash all the pee pads, put down fresh ones.
Is that a commercial for our pee pad line?
It might be a commercial for our pee pad line. By the way, folks, we have a really wonderful line of washable, reusable piddle pads.
And, you know, that's a great segue, I think, into me asking you the important question. What are you going to reuse for the upcoming year? What are you going to bring on that is new for the folks on this radio show? You and your sister are going to share the time on this one?
Oh, yeah. So my sister, Sally Morgan, I interviewed her earlier in the year. She's got a book, Dances of the Heart, Connecting with Animals. And she is a physical therapist, craniosacral therapist, and Reiki therapist for animals. And so she is actually going to host some shows on my show. So sometimes you'll be hearing from me, sometimes you'll be hearing her interviewing, and she's got a whole different line of people that she's going to interview. So, and we've got some new folks lined up for this year, and we are going to go back and re-interview some of the folks from last year because they had so much more information that we need to hear.
Exactly. So it's going to be informative. It's going to be a huge variety of subject matter. You know, you can't listen to one and believe that you've heard it all. You need to hear every single one of them.
And the old shows are archived on dreamvision7radio.com on the Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets page. So you can go on that page anytime and find the old shows that are archived. And there is a link to that page on my website. So anything that you missed that you want to go back and listen to, they're all archived there. And as long as we keep the show running, they stay up there. So, all right, we're looking forward to another wonderful year. And until next week.
Thank you so much, all of you, for all that you have done for us this past year. And we look forward to being with you throughout the next year.
We look forward to remaining as the number one show.
Absolutely.
Until next week, you're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com.
That's all for today. Find more answers to your questions next time on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com. Join holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy to discover healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Visit DrJudyMorgan.com to learn more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.